Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes of a movie currently playing in local cinemas or streaming.
Penguin Bloom is based on a true story out of Australia. Basically, it's about a very active, happy family where the mother has a terrible freak accident. Everyone in the family suffers along with her.
This film is adapted from the book of the same name, which was a memoir by Cameron Bloom, the husband of Sam Bloom, the woman hurt in this accident.
There are the requisite scenes of grief, anger, depression, guilt. It's all predictable. But then an injured baby magpie bird shows up. They name him Penguin. Everyone in the family, especially the mother, bond with the bird.
Right. It's about how this simple act of kindness, that of Sam's son rescuing a fledgling that had fallen out of a tree, has a profound effect on this family and its recovery.
With the music, the tears, the bird's antics, and everything being predictable, well, Russ, I found it to be a sappy film.
Well, Susan, I think I like this one a bit more than you did, and while I have to admit that it is formulaic, thanks to this cast, it rises above its emotional manipulations to find some moments of really emotional authenticity.
The most interesting character to me was the bird. Naomi Watts does an adequate job, but along with the bird, actor Griffin Murray Johnston, who plays the oldest son, gives a standout performance.
I can understand how people might find this film a bit too sentimental, but the fact that it's based on reality adds a level of gravitas. Some might even find it inspirational.
Do watch the credits after the film if you want to see photos of the real Bloom family.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.